Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has admitted that there have been difficulties in the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination programme. He was responding in the Dáil this lunchtime to Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, who said the current situation is causing massive levels of anxiety, with GPs having to cancel hundreds of appointments at short notice because they don't have promised supplies of vaccine.
GPs have contacted us to express their serious concerns about the buddy system. They're telling us that they have not been provided with a single point of contact in relation to coordinate the rollout. They're telling us that the communication is shambolic, with little notice given as to when the vaccine will be made available to their practices and their patients. And then other practices have been telling us that while they have been promised vaccines on certain dates, they didn't arrive. That leaves GPs with making hundreds of phone calls, cancelling vaccination appointments for those vulnerable elderly patients. And Taoiseach, this is simply not acceptable, and it needs to be sorted, and it needs to be sorted fast. Another issue I've raised with you remains unresolved, and that's the urgent need of affording priority vaccinations for family carers.
Deputy, just in relation to the vaccine programme, I appreciate that there have been some issues and have been some delays. A consignment of 25,000 AstraZeneca vaccines that we had expected to arrive last week did not arrive at short notice. We're told it will arrive before the end of the month, allowing us to catch up. So there will be weeks where we fall behind target. There will be weeks where we go ahead of target. And I acknowledge that there have been difficulties getting the vaccine to some general practices. And this is a big logistical operation. And I do think we need to be patient and supportive with HSE as they work this out and they get this job done. But there are reasons for optimism and reasons for comfort. By this weekend, 500,000 vaccines will have been given in this state. We'll be complete or close to completion with nursing home staff and residents, with frontline healthcare workers. We'll be thereabouts with the over 85s. And this week already, we've moved on to people in the 80 to 84 age group, which I think is very encouraging. That's happening in some parts of the country.
Part of the exchanges in the Dáil today between the Taoiseach and Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin. Well, we'll be talking in just a moment to the Irish College of General Practitioners lead on COVID-19, Dr. Nuala O'Connor. But first of all, let's go to West Dublin, to Palmerston, and talk to GP Hugh Daly. Good afternoon to you, Hugh Daly, and thanks for taking our call. What's the situation in your own practice? I think there you were expecting a significant number of vaccine doses to be delivered today, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Today was to be the 80 to 85 age group. We have 200 patients in that age group, and my staff have diligently phoned them all over the last 2-3 days to book their appointments. We were informed and sent the appropriate forms in to request our numbers. Numerous emails were sent in. We got a phone call on Monday from somebody just to confirm our numbers, saying that we will get our vaccines this morning. And cold chain did not arrive. It's not cold chain's problem. They got no notification from the HSE to say our vaccines were due today. So they told us right up to about 12:30 that they had no direction to deliver vaccines to us today. So now we have we've 70 patients due in this afternoon from 2 o'clock, and we're sort of slowly getting through them, phoning them to give them this disappointing news. And just the system doesn't seem to be working very efficiently.
So on Monday you were told, yes, you're going to get your doses to begin these 200 vaccinations today, and you discover this morning when you get on to cold chain, who are the suppliers, that in fact you're not on the list.
Well, they said that we had no date for delivery today. Now, normally we get our cold chain delivery on a Thursday. That's traditional for all our vaccines. So our day has always been Thursday, and they have always come up trumps. But they say they got no direction to give us vaccines today, and therefore they weren't delivering.
Right, so 70 of your patients, and these are, you've been explaining, people the over 80s who have been expecting, presumably many of them maybe had made special arrangements to get to the practice today. They're being phoned as we speak and this afternoon to say, don't come, it's cancelled.
Well, essentially, now, at the 11th hour, I just got a message from my colleague to say that there's a possibility that we may get some vaccine by 3 o'clock this afternoon. for a clinic that was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. So, you know, we may get some of them done if it arrives. We're supposed to get a separate delivery of needles and syringes. They haven't arrived. So, you know, we're on a whim. We're not sure whether they'll come or whether they won't, whether to cancel tomorrow's clinic, whether to run the clinic on Saturday. So very difficult to plan without the actual ammunition. We have a great team in my practice, my nurses, my colleagues. We're all ready to rock and roll, but without the ammunition, we can't proceed.
And Dr. Daly, is there a single point of contact for GPs like yourself to get the sort of information you need to be able to give clarity to your own patients?
We're given websites. The access to the vaccine is done through websites. It's called tpvaccine@hse.ie. We have to fill out a specific form called a direct delivery only form. We did all that, but when you email just to get confirmation, we get automated emails back. So we don't actually manage to get to speak to somebody. When my practice manager rings, she spoke to somebody in a call centre in Waterford one day. The next day, she spoke to somebody in a call centre in Dublin. So, you know, we don't really have direct access to tell us what exactly is happening.
All right. Well, listen, we'll let you away to see if you can make further progress as the day unfolds. But Dr. Hugh Daly in Palmerston, thank you for that. We're joined by Dr. Nuala O'Connor now, who's a GP based in Cork, but also the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners. Dr. O'Connor, before we talk about the picture nationally, so far as you've been able to establish it, what's the situation with your own practice there in Cork?
Well, we're in a kind of a similar situation in a way to Hugh. Fortunately, we're on the second round of our vaccines, the 80 to 80, 85s. And we had 129 patients, but when our vaccines arrived, but actually we're 12 doses short. So we've had to turn around and to actually ring people and say, I'm really sorry, but we can't do you in this round and you'll have to wait for the next round. But I suppose, Brian, the thing about it is we do have to remember that thousands of over 85s have received their first vaccinations, and that is great news. So there have been a lot of successes, particularly in the first 2 weeks. Of this rollout. There's 1,373 GP practices in the country. And so in the first week, 153 practices in their own surgeries and 102 practices through the Helix Vaccination Centre vaccinated their patients. And again, in the second week, we had 464 GP practices in their own surgeries and 20 through the vaccination clinic in the Munster Technological University. It's just this week in particular, week three, I'm not quite sure what has happened, but there's been a significant number of practices which either didn't receive their vaccine on the allocated day or didn't receive the right quantity. And as you can imagine, we're dealing with vulnerable elderly people. Many of these people have not left their homes for a year, and it's a massive event for them. And a lot of them, they've needed to organise relatives to take time off work to bring them to the surgery. So, you know, you know, we do understand everybody is trying very hard, and I know it's a big logistical thing, and I know that our colleagues in the IMO and the HSE have been working really hard. But it's to all those people out there who have been hoping that they were going to get their vaccine and their relatives. And, you know, we're just very sorry that this has happened. And we just need people to understand that it's not their personal GP is at fault here, because I think, you know, it can be frustrating for people because the practice down the road got the vaccines. We're giving the vaccines as quickly as we can get them.
We know
there's just been some difficulties, in particular this week with some practices.
We do know that there are supply problems with AstraZeneca, and there are fewer doses coming into the country, I think, this week and maybe next. But we're told that that will be made up before the month is out. But in the case of the older age groups, the over 80s, the over 85s, that's not the vaccine you're dealing with, is it?
No, we're dealing with the mRNA vaccine. So it's predominantly Pfizer, and some practices are getting Moderna deliveries.
And so far as we know, supplies of those are coming through, are they, as promised?
Yes, as far as we're aware, there isn't an issue with supplies. It's just the delivery and I think it's the timing of the delivery for people, because we were operating on a 48-hour notice period, but this week it's gone down to 24 hours for some practices. And I suppose moving forward, I suppose one of the learnings that we need to take from this is that really, if we're trying to organise appointments and talk to people and bring people in from these older age groups, we really do need a longer lead in time. And we need to be guaranteed that when the vaccine is going to arrive, it arrives, and it arrives for the amount of people that we have booked in and that we've told them and promised them that they're going to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Dr. Connor, about the figures, the numbers which appeared in that story in the Irish Independent this morning, suggesting significantly lower numbers of vaccines being administered over and towards the weekend period, around the weekend. One suggestion being that it's because GPs aren't operating at the same level of operation over those weekend days as they do during the rest of the week. Is that the case?
Well, I think that really is the lining, the words in that article. I think we would, in the college in particular, would like to correct. GPs are only, as you've heard, we receive vaccines on a particular day. That day is set. And for many GPs, that day is actually Friday. And so they are administering vaccine on the weekend, but we're only getting a supply every 2 weeks. And so far in my own practice, we received a supply. We gave it all the following day. This week, we're giving it all on one day. So as soon as the vaccine arrives in GP surgeries, they are actually giving the vaccine. I think most GPs, if it were possible, and there is a supply issue, the amount of vaccine that is coming into the country is, I completely agree, it's being very carefully mapped. It's being given out and it's being distributed. There is, we're only getting a certain amount into the country, and that is actually being used up in a timely fashion.
All right. Just one question. The buddy system, we heard Piers Doherty suggesting there are problems with that. This is where GPs come together, maybe in one particular practice or in another location. How's that working?
It's worked very well for some practices. And there were one or two teething issues where maybe the vaccine arrived to the smaller practice rather than larger practice, and then it had to be moved by the cold chain from one to another. But by and large, the buddy system has actually worked quite well. But there are some smaller practices with quite a small amount of over 70s that the buddy system is not working, and they're not within a geographic suitably distance from one of the three larger vaccination clinics. So our IMO colleagues, in partnership with the HSE, are devising bespoke arrangements for those. It's about 60 practices and probably about 2,000 patients that are involved. So I suppose the message is, anyone over 85 out there, we all had hoped that everybody over 85 would be offered a vaccine by the end of this week. We now know it's going to go into a fourth week, but it is definitely going to happen.
Very good. Dr. Nuala O'Connor from the College of General Practitioners, thank you for talking to us here on the News at 1.